James, good to see you back for another go at the title in the British F4 Championship. You're looking forward to this season?
Yeah, I think hopefully it's going to be quite a promising season. Obviously, you got the experience from last year and trying to take that forward and build a good campaign for this year, really. I think the team's done a mega job sort of integrating into it, learning all the new stuff, new ways of doing things in the car and this, etc. But yeah, it's looking quite positive.
You had some really good parts of last season where you improved your racecraft, you got quicker, and you were edging there, weren't you, all the time, which must put you in good stead for this season.
Yeah, I think last year definitely could have been better, but it could have been a lot worse. And I think it's quite positive to see what we could do at times. And I think hopefully if all goes well, we'll replicate that this year.
What have you been doing over the winter?
Quite a lot of sim time with the team, sort of getting fit, getting back race fit. But I think sort of bearing closer to the season, it's just sort of getting in the right head shape. Come qualifying, you want to be there. So everyone's done a really good job and I'm really looking forward to it.
Have you been pleased with your testing performances so far this season?
Yeah, I think it's all relative. I think you've got to look sort of internally within the team. No one knows what everyone else is doing. But yeah, it's been positive, showing really good glimpses of proper strong pace. Bits to work on, but that's always going to happen. I think we're slowly coming. We're slowly chipping away and we'll see when round one comes.
It was a bit damp here at Silverstone this morning for the test, but you look like you were flying at one point.
Yeah, I think when it was wet, we were easily fastest, so that's always a positive. But yeah, it was a bit of a weird session, sort of drying, everyone's on slicks at the end, just sort of who banks that lap in at the end. So we knew there was more in there, and we'll try to put that out for this session.
Yeah, we've got two rounds at Silverstone here this year, and of course the trip to Zandvoort. You're looking forward to that?
Yeah, Zandvoort's a mega track. We've done 2 days official there. It was really cool. So it's gonna be a good season.
That's put the biggest smile on your face in our chat so far, the thought of going to Zandvoort. It's a lovely setting there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool. Sort of the dunes and where it is really cool, near the sea. So yeah, it should be good. Close racing, hopefully. And it's always good to race at an F1 track.
Coming back for a second year, you've got that experience of last year. You know some of the tricks of how to be there, be consistent, and obviously how to get onto the podium. Have you set yourself some goals for the first half of the season, some expectations at least?
I think the main goal is we've got to win the championship. That's what I came here to do. I wouldn't be here if I didn't think I could. It's not going to be easy. There's a very fast top 10, really. It is looking quite strong. So, yeah, it's just about being there when it matters and chipping away. I think although McIntyre didn't win it last year, he was probably the most consistent and he was just always there when it mattered. And that's sort of that and a mixture of what Louis did would be the perfect campaign, really. So, yeah, just trying to be there when it matters and chip away at it, really.
I'm sure you will be. Have a great season.
Thank you very much.